darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you. A very pleasant greeting to all the saints and to all who are tuned to XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, with your speaker, Willie Murphy, coming to you for another of our weekly visits as we do each Friday night at 11 o'clock. Now, for our scripture text, let us consider this verse in Isaiah 9:2. I quote, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." This is indeed a glorious thing, to see the light of the pure gospel of Jesus Christ reach the darkened hearts of those who are eager for the truth. But let us remember, God uses human instrumentality to bring this light. Remember now this scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:20. I again quote, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." For our broadcast at this time, we have for you a very special treat, so please give us your earnest attention. We shall take you by means of tape recordings across the Atlantic Ocean and down the west coast of Africa, then inland into the region of Nigeria. There you shall hear the actual voices as they were spoken, and the recordings were made by Brother and Sister C.C. Carver in this field where many are hungry for the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. From there you shall hear the voices of the natives as they spoke and sang there in their native tongue of the Efik language. In this case, the ambassadors for Christ to bring the light to those who sit in darkness are Brother and Sister C.C. Carver. So now the next voices you hear will be those who spoke in Nigeria at the outlying mission station. First, here is how one of the native workers sounded as he spoke in the Efik dialect to tell how happy he was to welcome Brother and Sister Carver.
New Testament Church of God Mission. The superintendent of the mission. Good many of us here. I bet you couldn't do it. I need to do it. I took and can't pass. I come on more cool woman young. You turn up more than I listen to me. You know, you do when you're well. Nunca panic on there. I come up and you better.
Then, as he spoke this welcome address, Brother Carver asked for an interpretation of it. Listen now as he asked.
Can you translate some for me? Some of it.
I thank my God very much, who has brought both of you safely among us today.
Amen.
And I believe by the help of God, He will every time be enabling you to do so. And what I am very particularly happy is because of this kind of time that you have arrived, especially the time that our Nigerian superintendent, Brother B.U. took his now on sick bed. And I hope God that by your own prayer, he will soon recover.
Amen.
Especially those incredulous folks today, who are those people who are Thomas, those people that want to see with eyes before they can believe. Now that you have come, they will see you all and believe that what we are doing here
Amen.
Is not a joke, and that it is a real thing.
Amen.
And that I thank my own God who has enabled us to carry on with the work of this gospel, the New Testament Church of God here in Nigeria. The work is now spreading as far as Okowo Division, Abab Division, and Uyo Division. And God will continue to enable us to do like that onward.
I mean, I think I got it. Ntoka ida hong ka uyo njen ki nin ko betu nte ni to ka ida ka bon aka na nwa na fre fre fe ndi na ba se no mi ifere mi ni da ndi ndi ko mbo fo nte sister ya brother America in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The speaker, as I am, I come from Uyo Division. I was rushing to meet you people since I hear that you all have arrived. To this I say welcome and let God be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
At one time when the natives were quite interested in the tape recorder and desired to have one for their own use there, Brother Carver gave this word of admonition.
Remember now that everything that we say, everything that we do, God has a recorder up there, and He takes it all down. Is that right, brother? We should not say anything that we would be wrong, because God knows it. And He has it on record, just like that was on record right there. God has everything that we say and do on record. We should be very careful how we live, what we say, where we go, how we act, the things that we do. We should be very careful. God knows all about it.
Then notice the manner in which one expressed his gratitude for the coming of the missionaries.
This I say, let honor and glory be unto God for such kind of love that you have for us over here. Let the God, the Almighty God, bless your family where you come from, the land where you come from, and everything that you do.
Now, this is the way the song entitled Stand Up for Jesus sounds when sung in the Efik language.
Yeah.
Then, as Brother Carver spoke of God's love for mankind, he also affirmed his love for these natives. Listen now as he said this, and also notice how the interpreter translated this into the Efik language.
I trust you have been able to see in our face and in our manner that we were interested in you. And that we loved you even as Jesus loved you. And if we can help you in any way, that's what we have come for.
But listen now to the earnest plea as he said,
dear one, if there's one here tonight that's not saved, it would be worth all the expense of the trip to come over here. For you, just one, to get saved.
Now, let us go back to the first night that Brother and Sister Carver spent in their new mud house at this mission station. Listen to them now as they have finished their first day here. They are now preparing to retire for the night, but first they recall their experiences of the past few days.
Well, honey, here we are in darkest Africa. Our first night in the wild. And truly a day ahead.
Then, as they recalled the types of food available in that country and remembered that they had eaten spam and whole wheat bread for supper, here is what they said of their food for the day.
Now, we hadn't eaten for about 36 hours. And so the spam and whole wheat bread really tasted good.
And then made us some bosco.
Made us some bosco.
With boiling water and canned milk.
Then they described their bedroom this way.
Now we come into our bedroom. My wife's over there with a cardboard fan, fanning away.
Sleeping under a mosquito net.
Sleeping under a mosquito net, and I'm over here in the corner. She's got the bed next to the window. And we're just snug as two bugs in a mud house. And so we'll say good night to you.
This, then, is our report for you of these missionaries to Nigeria, Brother and Sister C.C. Carver. Will you remember them in your prayers, and also this giant of Africa, the millions who still wait in Nigeria for the light of the gospel? And if you would like to be added to our mailing list of those who receive our weekly printed messages, send us your name and address. It is free for the asking. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy speaking for the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and saying a very pleasant good night.